Last week, Myeongeun Lee, a 67-year-old Korean cab driver, was shot in the face during a late-night shift. The person who shot Lee then stole his cab and left him lying on Ptarmigan Road in Bethel before a passerby noticed him and called the police. Police Chief Richard Simmons said officers are pursuing several suspects but have not made any arrests related to this case. Simmons said Lee was in stable condition as of last Friday and was in Seattle undergoing facial reconstruction surgery. KYUK was unable to reach Lee for comment. The recent attack has left other Korean cab drivers in Bethel, like Kun Soo Choi, reeling.
너무 이제 겁나죠. 나도 그런 상황이 또 올 수가 있으니까.
Choi said he's afraid the same thing that happened to Lee could happen to him. After all, there's a history of violence against Korean cab drivers in Bethel. In 2006, Ju Young Jung, a 41-year-old Korean cab driver, was also shot in the face, but Jung died. No one was ever charged for his death. In 2012, another Korean cab driver, 54-year-old Young Suk Chung, who went by Susie, was stabbed to death. Her body was found in the back of her cab. A man was charged for her murder and sentenced to 45 years in prison. During the COVID-19 pandemic, racism and violence against Asians has surged across the nation. But Bethel Police Chief Simmons said there's no evidence to suggest this most recent shooting of Myeongeun Lee was a racially motivated crime. Lee drove for Bethel cab company Cusco Cab. Jung Cho Moon co-owns Cusco Cab and also drives for the company. He's also Korean. Moon said only the shooter would know whether the attack was driven by racism. Cab drivers are more likely to be killed by homicide while on the job than workers in any other profession. They are 4 times more likely to be killed at work than police officers. That's according to a study published by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Add in a dangerous work environment in Bethel, where the violent crime rate is 5 to 6 times higher than the national average, according to data from the FBI, and the odds of Bethel cab drivers getting hurt are high. In Bethel, the bulk of cab drivers are Korean. Korean immigrants often move to Bethel if their original American dream doesn't pan out. Many of them pursue driving cabs because a job doesn't require a high level of English fluency. After last week's shooting, Moon, co-owner of Cusco Cab, says he's been warning his drivers to be more careful than normal. Even in situations when passengers stiff drivers at cab fare, he's advising them to avoid conflict. Another Korean Bethel cab driver, Simon Lee, who drives for Alaska Cab, says he's hoping that if he provides good service to passengers, then he'll stay safe.
예, 제대로만 하면은 조금은 좀 안정성은 있지 않을까라는 생각은 합니다.
Other drivers are taking themselves off the road to protect themselves. Cusco Cab co-owner Moon said his drivers are skipping the late night early morning shift to avoid intoxicated passengers. Moon is concerned there won't be enough drivers on the road to cover Bethel's demand for cabs. He said 35% of Cusco Cab's drivers already quit during the COVID-19 pandemic due to fear of getting sick. And now that one of his drivers was shot, he's worried there will be more attrition. In a town where someone who shot a cab driver is still on the loose, Moon said, who's going to want to drive cabs? In Bethel, I'm Greg Kemp.